Standing and bow our heads in prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你原来在天上是至伟大的神。
You are in heaven. You are the great God.
你充满着荣耀。
You're full of glory.
你的充满，你的能力覆盖着大地。
And your power covers the whole world.
我们都是靠着你全能的命令，能够活在你的恩典中。
We're only able to live in your grace under your great power.
主啊，你降世为人来救我们。
And Lord, you came down as man to save us.
啊，让我们能够回归向你。
So that we can all return to you.
啊，使我们能过一个有意义、有价值的人生。
And so that we can lead a meaningful and valuable life.
求主耶稣，你带领我们今天早上的聚会。
And Lord, we ask you to guide this morning service.
你的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your words may be a light to our path, a lamp to our feet.
让我们看清楚我们活着到底要做什么。
So that we know what we're living, what we should be doing.
使我们过一个很充实的人生。
And so that we can lead a fulfilling life.
啊，很有意义的人生。
Full of meaning.
很有价值的人生。
And full of value.
求主带领我们。
Lord, please guide us.
啊，愿你的荣耀圣，愿一切的荣耀归于你的圣名。
And may all the glory be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah.Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，感谢主带领我们进入第二天的灵恩会。
We thank the Lord for guiding us into our second day of spiritual convocation.
啊，灵恩会就是要造就我们的灵性。
Spiritual convocation is to edify our spiritual life.
啊，昨天我们在学习我们人活着的目的。
And yesterday we learned what is the purpose of living in this world.
就是要跟神的性情有份。
It is to have a part with the likeness of Christ.
啊，我们很注重外面这一个人。
We pay attention to our outwardly body.
啊，圣经说这叫做帐篷。
But the Bible tells us that this is but a tent.
但是真正的我是住在帐篷那里面那一个人。
And the true self is actually the one living inside the tent.
那个就是灵魂。
And that is our soul.
那灵魂的价值在哪里呢？
And so what is the value of our soul?
就是要回到神创造的第一个人。
And we need to return back to the first person that God created.
就是亚当。
And that is Adam.
他有神的形象。
He had the likeness of Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He was the son of God.
他是荣耀又尊贵的。
And he was glorious and precious.
这就是人的价值。
And this is the value of man.
所以活着的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of living?
要跟神的性情有份，使我们重新成为一个有神的形象的人。
And so that we can have a part with Christ, and so that we can be one that has the likeness of God.
那今天我们要跟大家一起来学习以侍奉为导向的人生。
And this morning we'd like to share on the topic a servitude-oriented life.
我们活着要做什么？
Why are we living?
简单一句话，活着就是要服侍神。
Simply said, to live is to serve God.
主耶稣来世界上，他说，我是世界的光。
The Lord Jesus came to this world and he said, I am the light.
当我们看到太阳出来，
we see the sun rise.
第一个，他带给我们光。
And the light of the sun gives us light.
它给我们希望。
And it gives us hope.
第二个。
Second.
它带给我们温暖。
It also gives us warmth.
所以加州的阳光啊，很多人很向往。
And so everybody loves the sunshine of California.
但是当太阳一出来。
But once the sun comes out.
它使我们看清楚我们周围的一切。
It allows us to see clearly everything around us.
耶稣就是光。
And the Lord Jesus is our light.
他说我是世界的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣带给我们希望。
The Lord Jesus brings us hope.
耶稣带给我们温暖。
He also brings us warmth.
但是耶稣的光让我们看清楚这个世界。
But the light of Jesus also allows us to see clearly this world.
耶稣这个光让我们看清楚人生是什么。
The light of Jesus allows us to see what is the meaning of life.
没有主耶稣，我们都在黑暗里面。
Without the Lord Jesus, we are all living in darkness.
没有主耶稣，没有人能够告诉我们人生是什么。
Without the Lord Jesus, no one can tell us what is the purpose of life.
人从哪里来？
Where did man come from?
人要往哪里去？
And where is man going?
人活着要做什么？
So what do we need to do as we're living?
这是太奥秘的问题。
These are all very mysterious questions.
只有造我们的神，他才能够告诉我们。
Only the God who created us can answer these questions.
他为什么要造我们？
Why did he create us?
那圣经里面说，我们人活着要有三个自觉。
And the Bible tells us that as we're living in this world, we need to have three determinations.
自觉 self-awareness.
Three awarenesses.
就是我们有 三件事情我们要充分的了解。
And there are three things that we need to truly understand.
那这三件事情就会导向我们一生要来服侍神。
And these three things will lead us into a life of servitude.
第一件事情。
The first.
我们是身体里面的一部分。
That we are a portion of a body.
圣经说教会是基督的身体。
The Bible says that the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It is the one who fills all in all.
我们今天来到这个教会。
And today we come to this church.
这个会堂建得很好，感谢神。
And we thank God this chapel is built very beautifully.
但是这个会堂不是教会。
But this chapel is not the church.
这个会堂是聚会的一个场所。
But rather this chapel is a place of worship.
那教会是什么？
So what is the church?
教会是坐在会堂里面的这一群人。
The church is the group of people sitting inside the church.
但是这一群人有一个特色。
And there's a special characteristic about the people sitting inside the church.
他是被主耶稣宝血洁净的人。
They are the ones that are cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
也就是被主耶稣所称义的人。
And these are the people who are counted as righteous in front of Jesus.
也就是说他是跟神和好的人。
And to say that these are the people who have been reconciled with God.
也就是他是神的王子。
Which is that these people are the princes of God.
他是被拣选的。
They are the chosen ones.
所以这一群人合起来叫做教会。
So this group of people combined together is called the church.
那这个教会是充满万有者所充满的。
And this church is the one that fills all in all.
有什么能够充满万有？
What can possibly fill everything?
空气能够充满万有吗？
Can we say that air fills in everything?
你就发现很多的星球上面没有空气。
You can actually find out that many planets don't have oxygen.
那什么能够充满万有？
So what can fill all?
圣经说神充满万有。
The Bible tells us that God fills all.
因为万有是神造的。
Because all was created by God.
而且万有是靠着神的全能的命令托住的。
And everything has been held up by the command of God.
为什么宇宙会一直在循环？
Why is it that the universe continues to spin?
轨道一定，速度一定。
Why is it that the orbit is exact, the speed is exact?
所以可以预测几点几分几秒太阳下山。
And so that they can guess, they can estimate what time it is that the sun is going to set.
可以预测世纪的来临。
And they can know when the world started.
是谁在控制的？
Who is controlling all of this?
没有人讲得出来。
Nobody can explain.
什么叫做自然？
And what does it mean to be a nature?
其实自然的背后就是神用他的命令托住万有。
Actually, what is behind nature is that God, using his command, holding up everything.
所以神是充满宇宙万物。
And so God is the one who fills the whole universe.
因为宇宙的存在是他造的。
Because the origin of the universe is from him.
那一个这么伟大的神。
And so such a great God.
无所不能的神。
This is an omnipotent God.
无所不知的神。
An omniscient God.
无所不在的神。
An omnipresent God.
他要充满在他的教会。
He needs to fill in his church.
就是在我们当中。
And that is among us.
所以我们祷告可以对神有很活泼、很有力量的体验。
And so when we pray to God, we can have a very living experience of God.
那如果教会是一个身体。
And so if the church is a body.
那请问你跟我是什么？
So I ask you, who are you and I?
你跟我就是身体的一部分。
You and I are a part of this body.
所以我们对这个要有一个自觉。
And so we need to have a knowledge of this.
当我受洗归入这个教会。
When I am baptized and I enter into this church.
我是这个身体的一部分。
I am a portion of this body.
那身份、本分跟福分，这是连在一起的。
And our status is tied in with who we are.
本分。
It's tied in with our duty.
然后福分。
And also our responsibilities.
福分。Blessing.
Our blessings.
这是连在一起的。
These are all tied in together.
所以有的人结婚很想生孩子。
And so some people, they get married and they want to have children.
他很想体会到做爸爸妈妈的滋味。
And they want to experience what it means to be a father or mother.
有这个身份。
To have this, this title as a father or mother.
那就有他的本分。
And then they have their own duties.
相当的辛苦。
And it's very hard.
但是他能够享受他的福分。
But then they can experience the blessings.
回到家里有天伦之乐。
And they come home and they come to this beautiful family.
所以这个三个是连在一起的。
So these three things are tied together.
那如果我是身体的一部分。
And so if I am a portion of this body.
我有这个身份。
That I have this title, this role.
那我的福分是什么？
So what are my duties?
我要来享受这个身体 所带给我的一切美好的体验。
What are my blessings? I want to experience everything that I can get from being part of this body.
因为这个身体是基督的身体。
Because this body is the body of Christ.
是基督充满的。
It is the one that Christ fills in.
所以我们来教会可以感受到神的同在。
And so when we come to church, we can experience the abundance of God.
人世间最高的经验。
And the greatest experience we can have.
没有办法超越的经验。
This is an experience that we can never surpass.
没有办法比较的经验。
And an experience we can never compare.
就是对神的体验。
Which is an experience with God.
因为这是灵里面的体验。
Because this is an experience in our spirit.
那我们加入这个身体。
So when we join this church.
是神所充满的身体。
We join this body, the body that God fills in.
我们才能够体验到这个神。
Then we can experience this God.
进一步，我们才能够享受这个神。
And then taking one step further, we can enjoy this God.
所以有的人在看啊，你礼拜一到礼拜五已经上班这么累，怎么礼拜天还去教会？
And so some people say Monday through Friday you're busy so working, and then on Saturday you still have to go to church.
所以他只把教会当作一群人的集合。
And they feel like church is just a gathering of a group of people.
如果教会是一群人的集合，这样而已。
And if church really is just a gathering of a group of people,
事实上我们不一定要来教会。
In truth, we probably don't need to come to church.
因为一群人的集合还有很多其他的团体。
Because a gathering of people is part of many different groups.
很多的社团。
Many society groups.
很多的活动。
Many activities.
我们可以选择来参加。
And we can pick any one of these to join.
但是为什么这么多人会来？
So why do so many people come?
这个不是被规定勉强的。
It is not something that somebody told you that you have to do.
这是每一个人自己开车来的。
But rather, everybody drives their own car here.
那为什么上班五天还在开车来？
So why do you work 5 days and still drive to church?
因为来这里可以感受到神。
Because when you come here, you can experience God.
来这里可以体验到神。
And you can feel God.
来这里可以享受神。
You can enjoy God.
所以我们就看到很多人都来教会。
And so we see many people come to church.
所以这个身体加进去的福分就是可以享受神。
And so when you join part of this body, your blessing is that you can enjoy God.
那我们在这个身体的本分是什么？
And so what is our duty as part of this body?
这个就是我们要想的。
This is what we need to think about.
我们仔细看身体有哪一部分是没有用的。
And we think about our entire body. What one part has no use?
神造人真的很奇妙。
When God created man, it's very miraculous.
有哪一部分的身体是没有用的？
Is there a single part of your body that is useless?
比方说那个眉毛，这个不只是漂亮而已。
If you think about your eyebrows, it's not just that it's beautiful.
眉毛一边剃掉是不好看的。
If you shave off your eyebrow, you become very ugly.
这不只是漂亮而已。
But it's not just to look pretty.
当你流汗的时候，从眉毛就流出去了，不会进到眼睛里面。
And whenever you're sweating, your sweat hits your eyebrow and it goes to the side. It doesn't go inside your eye.
再看睫毛。
And then you look at your eyelashes.
这个也不是漂亮，把它弄长长翘起来。
And it's also not beautiful for you to make really long and up.
当你眼那个蚊子要飞进来，像非洲一样，蚊子飞进来还没有进到眼睛，就触到眉毛。
When a fly, like in Africa, a lot of flies coming towards your eye. Before it enters into your eye, the eyelashes flicks it off.
然后眼睛就闭起来。
And then your eyes close.
所以我们就看到神创造万物，真的这个身体是很奇妙的。
And so when we see that God creating this body is truly miraculous.
每一部分都有它的功用。
Every single part has its use.
那现在我们加入这个身体。
And so now we have entered into this body.
我们不是想别人的功用是什么。
We are not thinking about what somebody else's use.
我们要想，那我的功用是什么。
We need to think, what is my use?
我在这个教会，我能够发挥什么作用。
When I join this church, what can I do to help?
那把这个作用发挥出来，就是侍奉。
And when we do this piece that we can help with, this is our servitude.
所以侍奉就是对身体，我是一个肢体的一个自觉。
And so our servitude is a duty towards our role.
如果我们在这个身体没有用，
And if we have no use to this body,
可能那一天就是神召我们回天家的时候，因为没有用了。
Perhaps that is the day that the Lord Jesus will bring us home because we are useless.
服侍完了就可以走了。
After you have done your servitude, you may leave.
所以保罗在监牢里面，
And so when Paul was in prison,
他可能会死。
Perhaps he was going to die.
但是他说，我不会死。
But he said, I will not die.
为什么？
Why?
因为我活着要让众信徒的信仰又长进又喜乐。
Because he was to continue to live so that he can grow the faith and also grow the joy of the members.
因为他知道神还有工作给他做。
Because he knew that God still had work for him.
所以有时候我看到一些信徒请他做圣工推得一干二净。
And sometimes I see members, when you ask them to do a holy work, they just push it all away.
这个很危险。
This is very dangerous.
因为当你推得一干二净，你没有什么服事的时候，神说，你大概不需要存在。
Because when you have pushed every single holy work away and you're doing absolutely nothing, then perhaps God will say, this is your time.
我们的存在已经没有作用了。
Because our existence has no use.
所以以后生病要怎么祷告呢？因为你已经没有作用了。
So when you're sick, when you pray, what do you do if you have no use?
活着一定要有作用。
When you're living, you have to have a use.
我们在教会是肢体，一定要有作用。
And if we're a part of this church, as a part of this body, we have to have use.
所以当你遇到困难，大家帮你祷告，神会听，因为你还有责任。
And so when you have problems, everybody prays for you, God will listen because you have a use.
比方说我们这一次的灵恩会。
For example, this time's spiritual convocation.
我们聚集大概有200个。
Perhaps we have about 200 people here.
要让200个人的灵恩会这样一直持续好几天。
And to be able to sustain a spiritual convocation for several days for 200 people.
看起来简单，其实不简单。
Actually, it looks very simple, but it's really not.
这个要教会里面呢，每一件事情都有人做。
Because something needs to be done by everybody in this church.
那要达到每一件事情要有人做。
And to be able to get to the point where everybody is doing something.
我们来到教会才会觉得非常好。
Everything is being done by someone. Then when we come to church,
这个每一件事情，你如果要列出来一堆啊。
If you want to list every single item that needs to be done, it's going to be a long list.
那谁要来做？
So who is going to do this?
我们不能说这是他谁为什么他没有做。
We can't say him, her, how come they're not doing it?
我们要想，那我做什么？
We need to think, what am I doing?
因为我是肢体的一部分。
Because I am a part of this body.
所以侍奉是从肢体的自觉来的。
And so servitude comes from our duty as part of a member.
他有他的福分。
And they have the blessings.
但是他有他的本分。
They also have the duties.
我们现在来看以弗所书。
So in Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
11节跟12节
Verse 11 and verse 12 Verse 11 And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, 12 For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ
这个地方说神在教会里面设立的有使徒、先知、传福音、牧师跟教师
It says that in the church, God has established them to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
就是有各种不同恩赐的工人。
Meaning that these are different workers with different blessings.
那这一些工人主要的目的是什么？
So what is the main purpose of all of these workers?
十二节。
Verse 12.
如果英文跟中文可能差一点点哈，第一个就是要装备圣徒。
And the Chinese and English differ a little bit. And here, the first is to equip the saints.
装备就是好像当兵又好像你在上班以前要经过这个职前训练。
And this equipping is like before you join the army or before you start work, you need to be trained.
比方说你要带慕道者。
For example, if you want to bring truth seekers,
要怎么带？
How do you bring them?
你要跟他怎么谈道理？
And how do you talk about the truth with them?
你要先有一个训练。
You need to have some kind of training first.
这个叫做装备圣徒。
This is equipping of the saints.
那慕道者来教会以后，朋友来教会以后，
after our friends come to church,
我们要跟进。
And then we need to follow up.
就好像一个种子种下去要浇水。
And just like a seed that is planted, you still need to water it.
那要怎么跟进？
So how do you do this follow up?
这要来训练。
This also needs training.
这个叫做装备。
And this is equipping of the saints.
那装备圣徒以后，
And so after the equipping of the saints,
大家可以各尽其职。
And all of us can do it for the work of ministry.
就是每一个人能够来履行他的责任。
Which is that every single person can go and do their duty.
因为我们已经训练过了，装备过了。
Because we have been trained, we have been equipped.
那这样就能够建立基督的身体。
And after that, then we can build up the body of Christ.
基督是身体，是教会。
The body of Christ is the church.
所以会讲道的，就用他的恩赐来服侍讲道。
And so those who can speak sermons should use their gift to speak sermons.
那会翻译的，就用他的恩赐来服侍翻译。
And those who can interpret could use their gift of interpreting to interpret.
那会煮饭的，就用他的恩赐来煮饭。
And those who have the gift of cooking need to be cooking.
那会带朋友来的，就用他的恩赐来带朋友。
And those who have the gift of bringing friends here, they need to use their gift.
那大家的恩赐都发挥出来。
When all of our gifts have been used,
这个神的身体就能够一直在进步，一直在成长。
Then the body of Christ can continue to improve and to grow.
所以有时候我们的身体没有办法正常成长，可能有一部分功用没有发挥。
And so sometimes when our body is not growing properly, it perhaps there's just one part that is not doing its duty.
那每一部分都发挥功用，这个身体就一直很健康，在成长。
When every single part of the body is doing their duty, then this body will grow.
所以我们为什么要侍奉？
So why do we need to serve?
人活着目的是什么？
What is the purpose of living in this world?
活着就是要侍奉。
To live is to serve.
侍奉到什么时候？
And when do we serve until?
侍奉到我死为止。
We serve until we die.
因为我是身体的一部分。
Because I am a part of this body.
虽然人活着有退休。
And so even though when we live, we have retirement.
但是退休以后，侍奉还是继续。
Even during retirement, our servitude must continue.
为什么？
Why?
虽然在教会里面比较劳力的事情，我没有办法参与。
And perhaps we are not able to join in the things that require physical effort.
但是圣经里面讲有一个女先知叫亚拿。
And but the Bible records of a female prophetess named Anna.
她八十四岁。
She was 84 years old.
我们当中可能也有已经八十四岁了。
And perhaps among us there are people who are 84 already.
那这个女先知亚拿，她结婚七年就做寡妇。
And this prophetess Anna, she was married for 7 years and then she became a widow.
那八十四岁她能做什么？
And at 84, what can she do?
圣经说她昼夜进食祷告侍奉神。
The Bible says that she fasted and prayed day and night to serve the Lord.
教会圣工的推动是一种属灵的征战。
And to move on the work of the church is a spiritual battle.
要拯救人的灵魂是属灵的征战。
To save man's soul is a spiritual battle.
圣经说全世界都落在那恶者的手下。
The Bible says that the entire world is in the hands of the evil one.
那当神开始工作。
And when God starts to work,
我们就发现工作其实很简单。
We find that work is actually very easy.
真的不困难。
It's really not difficult.
你要人来，他就来。
You ask people to come and they come.
他跪下祷告，他就有体验。
They kneel down and pray and they have an experience.
他摸到神，他就信了。
They touch God and then they believe.
原来不是这么困难的。
Actually, it's not so difficult.
为什么不是这么困难？
Why is it not so difficult?
因为神在做工。
Because God is working.
所以女先知亚拿八十四岁的祷告是很重要的。
So prophetess Anna, at the age of 84, her prayers were very important.
当整个教会被神的灵充满。
When the entire church is filled with the spirit of God.
被神的能力充满。
Filled with the power of God.
被神的爱充满。
Filled with the love of God.
这个时候要推动圣工实在是不困难。
At that time, in order to push holy work through, it is not hard.
所以八十四岁能做什么？
And so at 84 years old, what can you do?
最重要的一部分,
you can do the most important work,
就是为着教会来祷告,
which is to pray for the church.
所以在神的家里面,
and so in the church, in the house of God,
在这个身体里面,
when we are part of this body,
没有一部分可以说我退休了, 我不能做什么。
There's not a single person who can say, I've retired, or I have nothing left to give.
我们每一个人都可以做一些事情。
Every single one of us can do something.
有一天我们不能做了。
And on the day that we cannot do anything,
那个就是我们回天家的时候,
is the day that we will return back to heavenly home.
因为我们的功用已经结束了,
because our use has been done.
所以侍奉是从身体的自觉来的。
And so our servitude comes from our role as being part of the body.
第二点,
second,
侍奉是从感恩来的。
Our servitude comes from thanksgiving.
为什么我会服侍神?
Why will I serve God?
简单一句话, 因为我很感谢神。
Simply put, I thank God.
其实有时候我们在世界上人跟人相处就是这样。
And actually, in this world, man to man personal relationship is just like this.
如果我们活了几十年，
if we lived for several decades,
我们家里发生问题，
and something happens in our home,
没有一个人要理我们，
and nobody pays attention to us.
我想第一个应该不是埋怨周围的人。
I think the first thing you should do is not complain about the people around you.
这个世界冷淡啊。
Oh, this world is getting cold.
人情冷暖。
And personal relationships are all bad.
我现在体会到世界的人间冷暖。
And I've now experienced the terribleness of the people in this world.
因为我这发生事情没有人理我。
I've had this terrible thing happen to me, and nobody pays attention.
这个是一般人的回应方式。
This is most of our responses.
但是，当我们回到圣经的精神来看
，But we come back to the Bible.
如果我们活了几十年，我们发生问题，没有人要理我们。
And if we've lived for several decades and something happens to us and nobody pays attention to us,
我们要想想，我这几十年，我到底给谁帮助过？
Then we need to think, in these decades, what have I done? How have I helped anybody else?
我的存在到底带给别人什么好处？
How does my existence help anybody?
所以别人对我们的态度，就是我们对别人态度一个反应。
And so other people's attitude towards us is actually a reflection of our own attitude to other people.
所以如果我们每一天都试着去行一件善事，
And so if we try to do just one good act every day,
别人会感受到，
And people will receive it.
别人的心会存着感谢，
And people's hearts will be filled with thanksgiving.
那有一天我们需要的时候，
And on the day that we need help,
你会发现很多人存着感谢的心，他要来帮助我们。
We will see many people come with a heart of thanksgiving, trying to help us.
这是我们在人世间、人间之间的互动的一个很实在的体验。
And this is a very true experience that we can have with our interpersonal relationships.
那我们现在想我们跟神的关系。
And so now let's think about our relationship with God.
神是说你要爱我，我才爱你吗？
Does God say, you must love me, then I will love you?
应该不是这样。
It's not like this.
神说，你们爱，因为我先爱你们。
And God says, you love because I first loved you.
你们要爱我，就是主耶稣。
And he says, you must love me, and that is the Lord Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
因为我已经爱你。
Because I have already loved
you. 这个是圣经里面神的教训。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
好，那我们现在看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to verse 8. Verse 6. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这个地方说,
Here it states,
在我们还做罪人的时候,
While we were still sinners,
主耶稣就为我们死。
Christ died for us.
神的爱就再次显明。
And this is how God demonstrated his love towards us.
这里特别是讲为我们死。
Here it says that he died for us.
不是为他们死。
He didn't die for them.
在我们还做罪人的时候。
That while we were still sinners.
罪人是不可爱的。
Sinners are not adorable.
有谁爱罪人？
Who loves a sinner?
爱义人是有的。
Some people love righteous people.
就是世间他是好人。
And he is a good person.
爱人人就是很有爱心的人，这也有。
And to love somebody with a lot of love, there are people like this.
但是爱罪人，这是很少，是没有的。
But for someone to love a sinner, this is rare. This never happens.
在神的标准下。
Under the standard of God.
不是社会的文化。
It is not the society.
不是自我的感觉。
It's not how I feel.
在神的绝对的标准之下。
But rather under the absolute standard of God,
我们都有不对的地方。
We are all without doing something wrong.
不对就是不义。
And something that is wrong is unrighteous.
不义就是罪。
Unrighteous is sin.
所以这个不义、这个不对、这个罪，使我们跟公义的神关系切断了。
And so it is this sin, this unrighteousness, this wrongdoing, this has cut off our relationship with God.
那神又很爱我们。
But God still loves us so much.
那罪又把他把我们跟神切断了。
And yet sin has cut off our relationship with him.
那现在怎么办？
So what do we do?
神好像一个父亲在寻找他的儿子。
God is like a father looking for his children.
但他要把这个切断关系的这个罪拿掉。
And he wants to take away the sin that has cut off the relationship.
谁能够拿掉？
But who can take it away?
因为照神的律法。
Because according to God's laws.
犯罪一定要流血，罪才可以赦免。
When you have sin, then you must shed blood before that sin can be taken away.
流血就是牺牲生命。
And to shed blood means to give away your life.
所以神亲自成为人来地上。
And so God became man and came down to this world.
这个人叫做耶稣。
And this man is named Jesus.
他为我们的罪付出的赎价。
And he was the one who paid the price for our sins.
为我们死。
He died for us.
所以爱不是一种感觉而已。
So love is not just a feeling.
爱也不是一起享受美好的时光这样而已。
Love is also not just enjoying a period of good times.
如果你要结婚的对象，你觉得我很爱他，他很爱我，这样很好。
If you want to marry somebody and you say I love him, he loves me, that's great.
如果你结婚的对象，你邀他去夏威夷，他也愿意去，这个也不错。
And if the person that you love, you say, hey, will you go to Hawaii with me? And he says yes, that's great.
但是问题是，如果你结婚的对象不愿意为我们牺牲
，But the problem is that if the person you want to marry will not give up his life for you,
或者你不愿意为他牺牲
，Or perhaps you are not willing to give up your life for him,
这个婚姻将会有问题。
There will be problems with this marriage.
爱的深度是在牺牲表现。
The depth of the love is shown in a sacrifice.
为什么现在婚姻很多问题
？So why are there so many problems in marriages today?
因为他所强调的爱是感觉跟一起享受好处。
Because the love that they emphasize on is a feeling and also being able to enjoy things together.
缺乏爱的深度。
But they lack the depth of love.
主耶稣来世界上告诉我们什么？
What does Jesus tell us when he comes to this world?
告诉我们什么叫做爱。
He told us what is love.
爱就是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
耶稣在天上有充分的荣耀。
God in heaven has all this glory.
他千万的天使都在侍奉他。
He has thousands of angels serving him.
他坐在高高的宝座上。
He sits on the highest throne.
这样的一个地方，谁愿意下来？
In such a wonderful place, who is willing to come down?
很简单啊，我们当中住在 Orange County， 谁愿意搬离开 Orange County？
And very simply, we all live in Orange County. Who wants to leave Orange County?
这样我们就知道这不简单啊。
And we know it's not easy.
因为这是最好住的地方啊。
Because this is the blessed place to live.
谁愿意从天上下来？
Who is willing to come down from heaven?
如果你是神，你愿意吗？
If you are God, would you be willing?
连 Orange County 你都不愿意搬出去，你还会从天上下来吗？
If you're not even willing to leave Orange County, how could you possibly leave heaven?
但是主耶稣从天上下来。
But yet Jesus came down from heaven.
进到人间了。
He came among man.
人间不是天堂。
And among man is not heaven.
这个就是爱的深度。
This is the depth of love.
但是这只是深度的开始。
But this is just the beginning of the depth of love.
下降，这是一种牺牲。
Coming down, this is a sacrifice.
再来，他往下降为仆人。
But then beyond that, he also became a servant.
所以他洗人的脚，服侍人。
He even washed people's feet. He served people.
我们当中都有当过老板的。
And we've all been bosses before.
你可以为你的雇员开门吗？
Would you be willing to open your door for your worker?
你可以跟你的雇员打乒乓球吗？
Will you play ping pong ball with your workers?
你可以为你雇员给他车子载他回家吗？
Will you give your cars for them to have a ride home?
有的老板当惯，这都很难做的。
Sometimes being a boss like this, it's hard to do these.
因为老板是要被服侍的。
Because a boss is to be served.
不是要服侍人。
It's not to serve others.
天上的主。
Our heavenly Father.
万有的主。
Our God above everything.
他来到人世间服侍人。
He came down into this world to serve man.
这是牺牲啊。
This is sacrifice.
最后的牺牲是什么？
And what is the last sacrifice?
为人被钉在十字架上。
To be crucified on the cross.
那个叫做苦悲。
And that is a bitter cup.
那是灵的受苦。
And that is a suffering of the spirit.
那是魂的受苦。
It is a suffering of the soul.
那是体的受苦。
It is a suffering of the
body. 那是三个苦一起来的。
It is all three sufferings at the same time.
这个就是爱的深度。
And that is the depth of love.
所以今天我们能够成为神的选民。
And so today we can become the chosen ones of God.
就是神的王子。
And we can be the princes of God.
有圣灵来证明他接纳我们做他的爱子。
And we have the Holy Spirit to prove that we are his son.
这是主耶稣上到十字架上流出他的宝血所产生的结果。
This is a result of the Lord Jesus on the cross flowing all his blood out for us.
如果一个人对我们很好，
A person is very good to us.
我们一生都想要怎么回报他。
Our whole lives we think, how can I repay this person?
那如果神对我们这么好，
But yet if God is so good to us,
那我们应该怎么回报？
Then how can we repay him?
这就是侍奉的开始。
This is the beginning of servitude.
如果我们得到神这么大的恩典，
If we have received such a great blessing from God,
我们一生都不会想说我能够为神做什么。
Should we not in our lives think, what can I do for Christ?
这一个人是很难想象的。
And if this person does not think that, it's unimaginable.
因为他是不知道感恩跟报恩的人。
Because this is a person who knows no thanksgiving and no repaying.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
It's in Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
罗马书分作两部分。
Romans is split into two portions.
第一部是第一章到十一章。
And the first portion, Romans chapter 1 to 11.
这是信仰的理论。
And this is the theory of our faith.
所以信仰不是搞迷信。
And so our faith is not just... believing unknowingly.
所以有的先生跟太太讲哦，你去信耶稣，信就好，但是不可以迷哦。
And so some husband and wife will tell each other, oh, you can go and believe in Christ, but don't fall head over heels for it.
他把信仰跟搞迷信连在一起。
They have confused our faith with just emptily believing in something.
什么叫做迷信？
And what does it mean to just believe blindly?
没有办法解释的信仰叫迷信。
When we believe in something that we cannot explain, that is believing blindly.
什么叫做迷信？
And what does it mean to believe blindly?
你去拜人刻的那个木头。
And to go and worship the wood that somebody carves.
你怎么解释？这个是人刻的，你怎么把它当神来拜？
How can you explain something that is carved by someone, and you go and worship it.
只是说，因为我们知道有神，找不到神，就刻一个当做神。这个是理性没有办法接受的。
Is it that we know there's a God, but we can't find this God, so we go and carve something out of wood, and then this is something that our logic cannot accept?
或者把关公、观音、妈祖来拜。
Or to go and get our ancestors.
中国古代的一些好人。
Or to go and worship some of the good people in old history.
都要把他神化，把他拜。
And to make them into a god and to worship them.
他只是人。
But they were just man.
他跟其他的人比可能好一点。
And perhaps they were just a little bit better than every other person.
但是他不是神啊。
But he is not God.
如果他是神，他就不会死。
And if he was God, then he wouldn't have died.
如果他死，他就不是神。
And if he died, then he's not God.
如果他不是神，把他当神拜。
And if he is not God and you worship him as a god.
这个是没有办法解释的。
This is something we just can't explain.
这个叫做迷信。
And this is what it means to believe blindly.
拜太阳。
And that's superstition. And that is worshiping our sun.
拜月亮。
And to worship the moon.
拜星星。
And to worship the stars.
拜天空。
To worship the sky.
拜很伟大的树叫神木。
And to worship the wonderful big tree.
拜石头。
And to worship the stone.
拜蛇。
Worship the snake.
拜牛。
Worship the
这个叫做迷信啊。
These are all superstitions.
因为这是没有办法解释的。
Because these are things you cannot explain.
那为什么你说你的信仰不是迷信呢？
So why do you say that your faith is not superstition?
因为信仰的背后有一套很深奥的理论。
Because behind your faith there is a very deep mystery of faith.
这个理论是以神的存在为开始的。
And this theory of faith is the origins is where we know that God comes from.
所以圣经说，起初神创造天地。
And so the Bible says that in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
就是从这里开始。
That is the beginning.
信仰就从这里开始。
That is where our faith comes from.
所以信仰是重新跟神建立关系。
And so faith is the reestablishment of a relationship with God.
那今天我们得到这个恩典。
And so today we have received this grace.
我们要来回报这个恩典。
And we want to repay this grace.
因此在十一章这个信仰的原理讲完了。
And so until chapter 11, he talks all about the theory of faith.
这个信仰的原理是什么？
And what is the origin of this?
就是因信称义。
It is that we have been counted as righteous through our faith.
因为信耶稣。
Because we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们的罪得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
被称为义人。
And we have been counted as righteous.
不是看我们的行为。
It is not by looking at our good deeds.
这完全是恩典。
It is complete grace.
这个恩典是主耶稣的宝血所带来的。
And this grace is all through the precious blood of Jesus to us.
所以一章到十一章就是在讲神的爱。
And so chapters 1 through 11 talks about the love of God.
那十二章开始就在讲生活的改变。
But chapter 12 onwards, it talks about the change in our life.
那生活的改变的第一点是什么？
And so what is the first change that we need to make in our lives?
要帮身体献上当作活祭。
So we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，这是神所喜悦的。
It is holy, it is acceptable to God.
接下去，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
And so if we need to do this service, this is what we need to do.
所以十一章一章到十一章，这是基础。
And so chapters 1 through 11 is a foundation.
是侍奉的基础。
It is the foundation of our servitude.
那侍奉的基础是什么？
And so what is the foundation of our servitude?
神对我的爱。
It is the love of God to me.
所以我从今开始。
And so today onwards.
我要侍奉他。
I will serve him.
我要来报答他的恩典。
I want to repay his grace.
这是理所当然的。
And this is our reasonable service.
所以我们在教会做一些圣工。
And so when we do holy work in the church.
不是对人交代。
We are not doing it to man.
我们是对神的爱一个回应。
But rather it is a repayment of God's love.
因此如果我们做圣工真的是对神的爱的一个回应。
And so when we do holy work, if it is done because of a repayment of God's love,
就没有一个人能够阻挡我侍奉他。
Then there is not a single person who can block us from serving God.
谁叫我不要侍奉？哎呀，我还是要侍奉。
Whoever tells me that you do not need to serve God, I still want to serve God.
因为我是在报答神。
Because I am repaying God.
跟你同意不同意没有关系。
And it doesn't matter whether you agree to it or not.
如果我们侍奉神是报答神的爱。
And if in our servitude we're repaying the love of God.
只剩我一个，我还是要侍奉。
If I am the only one left, I will still serve.
因为我得到神很大的恩典。
Because I have received great blessings from God.
所以当侍奉是从感恩出来的时候。
And so when service comes from our love.
我们发现这个侍奉很有力量。
We find that this servitude is powerful.
这个侍奉是自动自发的。
And this servitude comes automatically.
这个侍奉是一种感恩。
And this servitude is a blessing.
是一种享受。
It is an enjoyment.
这个侍奉带给神给我们更大的祝福。
And this servitude will bring us even greater blessings.
所以这个侍奉本身是一种福分。
And so this servitude in itself is a blessing.
所以为什么我侍奉？
So why do I serve?
因为我感恩。
because I feel this grace.
哦，就是这么简单。
I have thanksgiving. It's so simple. Third.
为什么我要侍奉？
Why do I need to serve?
啊，侍奉就是对我们将来活泼的盼望，啊，这个结论所产生的一个行动。
And servitude is an action that comes from our future living hope.
现在人在服侍什么？
And today, what are we serving?
非常简单。
Very simply.
现在人在服侍他的身体。
People today are serving their bodies.
怎么样活得快乐？
How can you live happily?
哦，那怎么活得快乐？
How do you live happily?
就你看身体哪一样会让你快乐，就是快乐啊。
And you see what part of your body makes you happy, then you do it.
第一个就是看。
First, by looking.
啊，看什么？
What do you look at?
到处旅行，看船走，创造万物，这是好的。
And you go out, you visit all these different places in the world. That's good.
当我们在赞美，这非常美丽。
And we say this is really beautiful.
我们在赞美什么？
And what are we praising?
我们在赞美创造那个美丽的那一位神。
We are praising the God that created this beautiful scenery.
所以旅游可以让我们对神产生感恩的心，跟神更亲近。
And so traveling is something that can bring us a closer relationship with God, a thanksgiving to God.
但是我们想看的。
But what is it that we want to see?
有时候是自己造的，人造的。
Sometimes it is things that we create ourselves.
就是进到客厅里面。
And it comes into our living room.
这个人造就会有问题。
And the things that are created by man has problems.
里面很多的快乐是跟罪连在一起。
And many of the enjoyments have to do with sin.
我们要快乐就是从听来的。
And we want to have enjoyment from hearing.
从吃来的。
From tasting.
从住来的。
From living.
从睡来的。
From sleeping.
这个就是人追求快乐的。
This is man pursuing after happiness.
所以人讲到最后追求什么？
And so when we talk about pursuing, what are we pursuing?
就是活得快乐就好了。
It's just that if we live happily, that's good.
那为什么人会这样想？
So why is it that man thinks this way?
因为我明明知道你追求到快乐的最后的结果就是不快乐。
Because we know that after the pursuit of happiness, the end of it is actually unhappiness.
因为你一直吃刺激，吃得到最后你就发现不够刺激啊。
Because you have been stimulated so much until the very end, you're just unsensitive to it.
那再不够刺激，那下去怎么办？
And if there's not enough stimulation, then what happens on the next step?
所以追求快乐到最后就是不快乐，虚空。
Because in your pursuit of happiness, at the very end, you find out that you're unhappy and it is all in vain.
但是圣经对我们的人生有另外一个结论。
But yet the Bible has another conclusion for us.
这是没有圣经里面找不到的结论。
And this is a conclusion we can never find without the Bible.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节到第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 9 to 10.
Yeah, 帖撒罗尼迦前书一章九节跟十节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这两节圣经的归类到最后，我们人生只有三步。
And these two verses just talk about at the end of life, there's only three portions of it.
第一个归向神。
The first is to return to God.
第二个服侍神。
The second is to serve God.
第三个等候神。
The third is to wait for God.
所以从信仰的观点，人生就是这三件事情。
And so from the perspective of life, there's only three things to life.
我们在等候什么？
What are we waiting for?
当然，如果我们还年轻，很多事情可以做。
If we're still young, there's so many things for us to do.
如果我们退休了。
But if we have retired.
请问你在等什么？
I ask you, what are you waiting for?
大家都不愿意听啊，只有一个字，等死的来到。
Nobody wants to hear this, but you're just waiting for death to come.
但是当我们有信仰，
but when we have faith,
我们就不是这样了，不是这样了。
This is not what we're doing.
我们等候他的儿子从天降临。
We're waiting for his son to come down from heaven.
他的儿子是谁？
Who is his son?
耶稣。
Jesus.
从天降临，第二次降临。
To come down from heaven, his second coming.
那主耶稣第二次降临。
And when Jesus comes for the second time.
这个是一个非常悲惨的日子，也是一个非常荣耀的日子。
It is going to be a very sad but yet very glorious day.
这是一个最黑暗的时候，也是一个最光明的时候。
It will be the darkest day, but it will also be the brightest day.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣带着愤怒下来。
Because Jesus will come with wrath.
世界要被火焚烧。
And the world will be burned by fire.
审判要开始。
Judgment will start.
这是非常可怕的一天。
And this is going to be a very terrifying day.
以911来比，不只要超过几千倍、几万倍，没有办法比较。
Compare this to September 11th, we cannot even compare it.
圣经说，地震连这个城市都要摇到海的中心。
And it says that we will have earthquakes that will shake cities into the sea. Into the sea.
星星都要掉下来。
Even the stars will fall from the sky.
这一天快要来到。
And this day is coming soon.
黑暗的日子快要来到。
The day of darkness is coming soon.
但是当这一天来到。
But when this day comes.
主耶稣要带着荣耀下来。
The Lord Jesus will bring glory down.
他要让一切成圣称义的人改变成为灵体，回到天国去。
He will allow all those who have been counted as righteous to be able to change their bodies to go up into the spiritual world.
我们就是在等候这一天。
That is the day we are waiting for.
那这个盼望带给我们什么样的结论？
So what does this hope? What kind of conclusion does this hope bring for us?
就是要服侍那一位又真又活的神。
It is that we must serve this true and living God.
因为主耶稣来就是要算账。
Because when Jesus comes, He is coming to account.
他这么爱我们。
He loves us so much.
我们为他做了什么？
What have we done for him?
要算账。
He is doing this accounting.
所以有时候我们听人讲啊，主耶稣为什么不来呢？
And so sometimes we hear people say, why isn't Jesus coming yet?
我很羡慕他很有信心，一直等候主耶稣再来。
And I admire his great faith, waiting for the Lord Jesus to come.
我也捏一把冷汗，我看他什么都没有做。
But I still have a cold sweat. He hasn't done anything.
什么都没有做，一直等主耶稣来做，来算账。
And if you have done nothing and you're waiting for Jesus to come to do his accounting towards us,
那怎么交代？
What can we tell him?
所以趁着还有一口气，
and so while we have a breath left,
我们一定要好好的侍奉。
We must serve God.
圣经怎么描写死呢？
How does the Bible describe death?
主看圣明之时极其宝贵。
And the Lord Jesus looks at the death of a saint as precious.
死不是可怕，极其宝贵。
Death is not scary. Death is precious.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们休息世上的劳苦。
Because they are resting from the hard labor of this world.
为什么叫做休息？
What does it mean to rest?
因为他回到乐园去。
Because they have returned back to paradise.
接下去，做工的果效也随着他。
And after that, all of the fruits of his labor will follow him.
所以这句话太可贵了。
And so this sentence is so precious.
我们死了。
When we die.
只有两件事情可以带着跟我们一起走。
There's only two things that we can bring with us.
第一个,
the first,
义人要发光像太阳。
The righteous man will shine like the sun.
我是什么人?
What kind of person am
I? 如果我们是义人,
if we are a righteous
person, 我们的义在天国要发光像太阳。
Our righteous will shine like the sun in heaven.
第二个,
second,
我们为神所做的工作。
All the works that we have done for the Lord.
所以活泼的盼望带给我们什么?
And so what does this living hope bring us?
带给我们积极的侍奉。
It brings us an attitude of servitude.
所以人活着要做什么?
And so what should we do when
we're living? 简单一句话就是要侍奉。
Very simply put, we must serve.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们是身体的一部分。
Because we are a portion of this body.
因为我们得的恩典太大。
Because the blessings we have received
is too great. 因为我们活泼的盼望。
Because of our living hope.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
497首。
Hymn 497. Now we pray together.
神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
看不见也摸不到。
We cannot touch him, we cannot see him.
这是为什么说很难信他。
And that's why it's very difficult to believe in him.
但是还有很多人可以信他。
But yet many people still do.
为什么?
Why?
我们想哦，科学很多人发明很多的理论。
And we can see that in science, many people have created many theories.
这个理论是不是信，可以可信，有一个关键点。
And there is a critical point whether or not you can believe in this theory.
就是它是不是可以实验。
Whether or not it can be experimented.
经过实验，这个理论就是可以对的。
If it is experimented and it finds out that this theory is true.
那信仰也是一套理论。
And faith is also a theory.
那这一套理论是真的还是假的？
And is this theory true or false?
是不是真的有神在背后？
Is there truly a God behind all of this?
那就要靠体验。
And that requires experience.
当我们体验到神，
When we experience God,
圣经讲的话都是对的。
That everything in the Bible says is true.
所以体验很重要。
And so experience is very important.
因此我们拿不出来，让神让大家来看。
And so we cannot take something out for you to show you.
但是周围的人，每个人都有体验。
But among you, everybody has an experience.
而且我们本身，只要你愿意来亲近他，他是我们的父亲，他愿意让我们对他有体验。
And as long as you're willing to draw near to him, he is our father. He wants to be experienced.
当我们很诚恳地向神祷告。
So when we pray, very earnestly to him.
神的灵会降在我们身上。
The spirit of God will come upon us.
当神的灵降在我们身上。
When the spirit of God comes upon us.
我们会感觉得到。
And we can feel it.
我们被神的灵感动，舌头会自动卷动，讲一种听不懂话，叫说方言。
And when we feel this, the spirit of God will cause our tongue to roll, and we will be speaking a spiritual tongue.
这是主耶稣的应许。
This is a promise of God.
这是两千年前信耶稣的人的体验。
This is an experience of somebody who believed in the Lord Jesus 2,000 years ago.
这是今天我们在真耶稣教会的体验。
This is the same experience that we experience here in the True Jesus Church today.
祷告圣灵会降临。
When we pray, the Holy Spirit will come down.
我们会说方言。
We will speak in spiritual tongues.
那圣灵降临好像风在吹。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, it is like the wind blowing by.
所以你看，有时候身体会震动。
And so you'll see the body shaking.
啊，圣灵降临又好像火焰，好像火焰的形状降下来。
The Spirit of God coming down is like a fire, tongues of fire.
所以舌头震动好像火焰的形状。
And so our tongues are just like fire.
还有火降临会有热。
And when we feel the fire coming down, we'll feel heat.
所以圣灵降临，有的感觉到好像电，有的好像很温暖的感觉。
And so when the Holy Spirit comes down, some people feel electricity, some people feel warmth.
那祷告完觉得很平安、很舒服、很喜乐。
And after prayer, we feel very peaceful and calm and very joyful.
因为我们摸到了神。
Because we have touched God.
从神可以得到很大的能力。
And we can receive great power from God.
所有的一切心里的苦闷、忧伤、委屈，全部都被拿走了。
And so every single one of our discomforts, our problems in our hearts has been taken away.
所以圣灵又叫做安慰者。
And that is why the Holy Spirit is also called the Comforter.
所以一个人如果很悲伤，
so if someone is very sad,
祷告得圣灵，
they pray, they receive the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满，
they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
忽然间他发现，哎，忧伤不晓得去哪里。
And all of a sudden they realize, oh, where did my sadness go?
因为圣灵已经安慰了他。
Because the Holy Spirit has comforted him.
这个是非常好的体验。
This is an experience, a really great experience.
那怎么祷告呢？
So how do we pray?
第一个，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，念出来。
We begin in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那重复念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we continue to repeat, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就是这么简单，我们就可以体验到他。
It is this simple, and we can experience God's
spirit. 那神是一个灵。
And God is a spirit.
所以我们祷告要专心。
And so when we pray, we need to concentrate.
因此眼睛合起来。
Close our eyes and put our hands
together. 神非常伟大。
And God is very powerful.
所以我们跪下来代表我们的尊敬。
And so we kneel down to show our reverence towards Him.
所以诸位朋友，如果你要跟我们一起来体验，非常的欢迎。
And so with our friends, we invite you to come experience this with us.
如果你不习惯坐着也没关系。
If you're not used to it, it's fine to sit down as well.
那我们最后要一起来祷告，追求圣灵，圣灵充满。
Lastly, we'll pray together. Pray for the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以，如果你要求圣灵，要求恩典，接受按手，都请你到前面来。
And so, if you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit to pray for blessings and to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray.